This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As he headed to Hanoi, Vietnam, Monday for a second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, U.S. President Trump said he hoped that they would reach an agreement for a detailed pledge by Kim to denuclearize his country. Mr. Trump said on Twitter that without denuclearization, impoverished North Korea would endure just more of the same. But Mr. Trump predicted that Chairman Kim will make a wise decision as he meets Wednesday and Thursday with Kim in Hanoi. There is little concrete evidence, though, that progress has been made to set the specific terms of North Korea's promised denuclearization. Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping said that has been very helpful in his support of his meeting with Kim Jong-un. The last thing China wants are large-scale nuclear weapons right next door, according to President Trump. He said sanctions placed on the border by China and Russia have been very helpful. U.S. intelligence officials remain skeptical that North Korea intends to follow through on Kim's Singapore pledge to denuclearize. The director of the National Intelligence, Dan Coats, told a congressional panel last month that North Korea has halted its provocative behavior by refraining from missile tests and nuclear tests for more than a year. Both the United States and Taliban are indicating that the current round of negotiations in Doha that started Monday may prove more crucial than any other meeting till now. The U.S. Representative for Afghanistan Reconciliation, Zalmay Khalilzad, called the Taliban's new negotiating team more authoritative, adding that this could indicate a significant moment. The Taliban and the U.S. have set up working groups to negotiate on two core issues, and the two sides are expected to work on recommendations and a draft agreement. This is VOA News. While visiting Monday, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence in Venezuela said the Trump administration stands with the U.S. recognized interim president of Venezuela, Juan Guaido, 100%. He made the remarks following a trilateral meeting in Colombia with Guaido and Colombian President Iván Duque. Pence said that disputed Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro must go. He also spoke with regional leaders about how to have humanitarian aid delivered quickly, something President Nicolas Maduro has blocked with troops still loyal to him. That effort turned deadly with the deaths of several over the past several days. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has unexpectedly announced his resignation, saying that he is sorry for his inability to continue. Zarif gave no reason for quitting, and there has been no comment so far from President Hassan Rouhani. Zarif was the top Iranian negotiator for the 2015 nuclear deal with six world powers, under which Iran agreed to curb its uranium enrichment program in exchange for the easing of sanctions. President Donald Trump pulled the U.S. out of the deal last year. The United States and China are now looking ahead to a summit between their two leaders to finalize a trade deal and avoid an escalation of trade tensions. Former U.S. officials and experts, however, are skeptical as to whether a trade deal would in fact solve China's predatory economic policies in the long term, warning that a trade deal may only provide temporary relief. On Monday, U.S. President Trump seemed optimistic that a trade deal with China could be reached, adding that he planned to hold a summit with Chinese President Xi Jinping to finalize the details. Early results from Nigeria's presidential election showed that incumbent Muhammadu Buhari is in the lead, but the main opposition party is rejecting the vote count so far, calling them incorrect and unacceptable. Nigeria's Independent National Electoral Commission said Monday that Buhari had won the vote in at least six states, with the main challenger, Atiku Abubakar, winning in the federal capital territorial. As he headed to Hanoi and Vietnam for his second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un again, U.S. President Donald Trump saying that he hopes that they can reach an agreement for a detailed pledge to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. The meetings are expected to take place Wednesday and Thursday. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.